Okay. So the last sources that we had from last time. I'll give 10-minute mini share and then we'll. Okay. So so we were up to is the involvement of the Kohanim versus the Baalim in the Avodah, because we noted that. Right, one of the questions, even after we define Baalut differently in Kachim, is to figure out, okay, so what extent are they involved? And we saw that there are two central Gemaras on this, on both which pose the question of Kohanei Shluchei D'Rachmana or Shluchei D'Dan. Are the Kohanim our messengers or the messengers of God? The Gemara, in Kiddushin, seems to conclude that they are the messengers of God because it's not a normal Shlichus, because no normal shlichus happens where I can't do what I'm sending the messenger to do, right? You can't be my messenger if you have more power than I do, right? The whole point is that you are derivative power of me. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara in Nidarin leaves it as an open question. Okay? Yeah. So the question that the Rishonim tried to figure out is, well, why didn't the Gemara in Nidarim, why wasn't the Gemara in Nidarim aware of the obvious answer of the Gemara in Kiddushin, namely, of course, they're shluchei d'rachmana, not shluchei d'idan. We can't do it. Okay.
Shluchei d'rachmana, that means when I give him my korban.
That really God is functioning. Right, now again, why is this important for the sugya we've been discussing? Because
they're doing my shkita. That means they're doing
the Rabbanu Shalom, exactly. The Rabbanu Shalom, bidyuk. And that would imply that as much as the Baalim and Miskaprim, they're not involved. Right? There is no Uravut.
It's not my vice, so that's
correct. Okay. Right? And that's why this sugya plays into the other things that we've been looking at. Okay? So, there are some Rishonim who just said that, look, in Ochanami, the Gemara in Kiddushin is in full agreement with the Gemara in Nidarim. It's just that they were trying to do different things, coming to our point before, right? One was functioning like a good Ashkenazi, and one is functioning like a good Tamani, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin said, here's a question, answer based on Lamdus. The Gemara in Nidarim didn't want to rely on Lamdus. It said, okay, I understand the Lamdus, but do you have a Brisa? Do you have a Mesorah? If you don't, I don't care. I understand there's good lamdus, but therefore, bikaron, they're both in agreement. It's not the Gemara in Nedarim doesn't agree with the Gemara in Kiddushin. It's not that the conclusion isn't shluchei d'rachmana. It's just that in Gemara in Nedarim, it wasn't going to settle for anything less than misora, right? So without misora, fine, then it doesn't matter, okay? And that's what Tosfos suggests. Right? And then, okay, I think we read up to that, right? However, there's another possibility, right? And this is at the end of this second paragraph that Rav Lachonsi notes that comes from other Rishonim, which is Al Ashar Lavin She Musag Shluchei Didon Megmarandam Enu Musag Ashlichut Haragil. Well, Ken Lo Freya Legmara Uvdaj Emadar Peulot Behen Mufka Meshalech. The alternative is to say that. Right, Tzvedinim. There's different types of shlichos that are being discussed in the sugyas. I mean, the Gemara in Kiddushin was asking, is this real shlichos? And the answer is?
No.
No, obviously not. But the Gemara in Nidarim was saying, okay, fine, let's assume it's not real shlichos. Does that really mean that, well, because the Baalim can't do the Shchita Zrika, they can't do Shchita, can't do the Zrika, Kabbalah, Halacha, whatever, that they're not Me'urav, they're not involved in the Karban, right? They just they check. You know, they check in, they give the karban, and then the Kohen says, I'll take it from here, now it's between me and God, you're out of the picture. Like, okay, I'm sort of aware of the fact that in the background you were once here, right? But there's no mashma'ut lahalacha, right? And that's an open question, right? So therefore, Rav Aaron says, Havana zut itpaseis al dargot shanot shev shar l'sarteh b'davar zikah ben shleach m'shaleach. To explain this, you'd have to recognize the obvious. That there are various levels at which we can talk about the connection between shleich and mishaleich. Mitzarechad yesh ma'isim shadam chayav lekaimam batzmo. L'mashal shchitat karban pesach navin sheyesh bo dim miyuchad shel baalim. There are certain things that you're chayav to do, and therefore, when we talk about shlichus, b'ma'isim geilu b'ma'adam m'mana shleich v'mavatzeh davar l'ma'ano hazikah ben shleich v'shleich v'ramag v'va shel din shlichot haklasi shlucho shadam kamoto v'sheyesh b'chol torah kula. Right. Sometimes, what do we mean by shlichus? We mean I'm obligated to do X, but I can ask you to do it for me.
Or as me.
Right? That type of shlichus kamuvan does not exist in Kodshim, obviously. But Bikatsein Shini Yesharut Shel Netek Muchlat. Now, the other extreme, you could talk about Netek Muchlat Ben Abayim Vakrava, right? No connection. Right. Obviously, at the very minimal, you'd have to say, yes, the Kohen brings the carbon for Ariel. Aval, Avodat HaKohen, and not for Ploni, Elavor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, it's not for him. It's, you know, for God. He said, L'mashal, it's like a bus driver. He happens to be helping out the passengers, but they're not his employer. Ki huzeh. Right, the employer is Eged, is whatever, right? The in a Hanami, it helps the passengers get from one place to the other, right? So the Gemara is suggesting that at the radical level, so in a Hanami, the Kohen helps Ariel get from non-Kapara to Kapara, right? But that's where it ends, right? He works for God, right? Ariel is gone. I didn't realize Aaron gave that example. But yes, who oveid avor Eged, right? He works for Eged. Okay, Baruch Sheki Vanti. Good. V'ram v'chnat techni, min ha-chesed ma'asav l'nosim avu lo shlech shalahem b'shum tzara shehi. Right, yes, technically it helps them out, but he doesn't work for them. Bof in domeh ha-kohen oveid muda le-ba'alei ha-karban, aval kol pulato avor ha-kodosh baruch al teken shulach l'rachmana. But he said, but what's the Gemara in Nedarim? The Gemara in Nedarim's question is there something in between? Right, bein shtei afshirot ha'elu nitan la'alot havana peinayim. Mitzad echad ne'emar sheyesh no pan shel shlichut ba'ilim. Mitzad sheni nidcheh dinei shlichut ha'regim shelchot shluchim v'shutfin. You could say that there is shlichut, but not normal shlichut. And just like in Kachim, we often had this, right? We spend a whole shiur proving that ba'ilim, but bailus in Kachim doesn't mean the same thing as everywhere else. Yes. So it's not so much of a jump to say that bailus isn't the same, and neither is the involvement of bailim, right? Why do you need normal dinei shlichut? And emar shezikah ben ovid ben bailim chuta meazikah shebein shlichut meshlech ba'olam shel kinyonim b'milah chayrod. In other words, hamusak shluchid didan oleb b'gmar b'shtei ramot rama shel mekach umemkar, right? Is it a shliach at the level that it is in normal sales? To that, the Gemara says, "Ramazu shalel at a Gemara b'kiddushin." Obviously not, right? That's the Gemara in kiddushin. Right. But Ramashniya, Ramashel Kodshim, Zu Ramashel Shlichut Sheba Kohen Oved Avur Habaylim Abal Ein But Sorach Binu Shlichut Formali. Right? There is this. The Gemara is asking: is there this middle category of a sort of shlichus in the sense that the Kohen, despite the fact that Ariel can't do it, and despite the fact that yes, he fundamentally works for God. Right? Is there an element at which, when he's doing it, it's as if Ariel is involved? Right? It doesn't in a minu shlichos. It's not the same. But that's the Gemara's question. Right? Is there an element? Right? Musagei shlichut didan b'gemara kiddushin him b'ramah rishona. V'ilu b'gemara darim him b'ramah shniyah. Asher al kena diun b'gemara mina darim lo matzia nafka mina b'ena deshulchut didan v'deshulchut rachman enugat shal minu shlichos. So that's why, right, the Gemara in Nedarim doesn't suggest as a nafka mina minui shlichos. No one thinks it's a real, it's a normal shlichos that needs a minui. Mochein afal b'shlichut didan nitcha b'kiddushin yishkom l'deshulchut miskeret asugya b'nedarim. Well,
Mino is an appointment?
Yeah, an appointment. Appointment.
Normal,
right?
We don't have to do it. By normal shlichus, there is a formal Mino that you don't need to hear. What's the
chiluk? He's saying no one brings that up, right? This isn't a real shlichus.
By real shlichus, you actually need to do a formal.
Yeah, you need a Mino. Yeah, you need a formal Mino.
I never
see that the comment. Let's see. Right, so then if you look down to Tfisa Achat, right, he said, based on this, there's two Tfisot. In what sense is the Bailim involved? Either Habailim Atzmam Makrivim Al Yedei Shliach, Lachain Jusha Kavanat Lishmam. Right, he said, one would be that the Bailim itself, it's as if they are bringing a Shliach, and therefore the Kohen at least needs Kavana for them. Right, that would be one formulation. Tfisa Shnia, Yishdin Bezehuda Karban, Shkrav Lashem Bailav, Kivishi Yishdin Hakovea Krav Lashem Ola. Right, one possibility is that this mid-level is like shlichus in the sense that he's bringing it for you, and therefore he needs to have kavana for you. The second one is maybe it's not even that much. Right, it's not a din of maisa; it's a din of identity. Right, meaning he is working on my behalf because this carbon is mine.
Right,
right. Not like he's not doing the action for me. Right, but the carbon is mine. And then he notes in the next paragraph, he says, "Hakesh mechakirat Gemara biyachas al mamara koanim leinin mamara bialim bekarban olem forash b'divrei Tosfos bekiddush." And this emerges from Tosfos because he said, "What is the nafkamina? She'im hayakoin makriv shelo ledas habailim." He said, "Therefore, what is the one big nafkamina? Is this das component, right? That's really the question. Ish luchid rachmana naminin who have a carbon kosher v'iavu dafke luchid dana ino kosher kaman shehikriv shelo midas bialim." Said if the Kohen would bring it to Lola Das Bailim. So if it's just gods, so big deal, that's fine.
Right.
But if, no, at some level the Bailim needs to be involved, and in that sense it's Shlichos, meaning he's doing it not on my behalf like normal Shlichos, but it is mine. And the Maaseh somehow is Mityaches to me, then Tosfos says the one Nafkamina would be, does he need Kavana? Right, or not have kavanah shelo l'shem bailim.
Right.
The Gemara inyan shel krava midat bailim lo mufia bekesher shechagir ma'amara kohanim. He said the Gemara doesn't do this. Aval Tosfos hevinu sheish kesher ben advarim. Tosfos said that's the nafkamina.
If there's no shlichus, it's just your korban. There's no shlichus.
Correct. So he just brings it and it's mityaches to me. Right.
Just by definition that you.
Correct. It would be like the bus driver doesn't know who's on the bus. Right. Doesn't know where he's going. Doesn't matter if he makes it there. At the end of the day, who cares what he thought? Right.
It's still opening up.
Right,
but if it says you're
exactly, he says Asher al Kani. Now, according to Vilta and Ladinim and Makashem and Abaylam Gamlaticha Kravatzma, the Hadina Kariba Hekshir Zeu Tzorach with us. Abaylam Shlavim Shoni Mishakrava. And he said the main expression, obviously, is this is going to be as Tosfos notes, is how much das is needed at different stages, Nivchan and Zeh, etc., etc. So the only point of this that I wanted to finish off last week was again we've defined Bailim differently in the context of Kachim. Than we did in general. The second question that we dealt with last week and a little bit this week was, okay, but to what extent are the bialim involved, right? Is it, once we've said bialim is different, so now bialim aren't involved, right? That comes with it. Or does he? And we saw several nafkaminas. Is there any maila to the, or any sense in which the, he's chayiv to do the shechita, right? Is there that level? Achilas kachim, right? Not achilas kachim that's eaten by the kohanim, but it's achilas kachim, like shlamim, is there a mitzvah in the bialim eating it, right? In that sense, is he, right? Or, look, it was mechaper for me, but, you know, anyone can eat it. Is there a mitzvah for him? And now this is how exactly do we understand this nature of, right, the Gemara's question of kohanim shluchei d'rachmana. Does the kohen need das, the way Tosfos understand it, for the bialim in the process, because it actually needs to be mitzvahes to him or not? And I think we brought... Do we bring up another one? Oh yeah, we talked about smicha. Right, smicha is obviously another one which deserves really a shir in and of itself. Okay.